our last session that I was here 2 weeks ago, we started looking at culture, how it must have impacted them culturally. And we listed some areas of the differences that is experienced among those from different cultures. And one of the most obvious and one of my most favorite subjects we talked about the last time I was here was food. Food has an impact culturally. Depending on what culture you were raised in or brought up in or the people group, you're going to have, more than likely, a different type of food, certainly a different palate. And we in Hawaii can easily recognize the impact that can be made in society when cultures are blended together on even something as basic as the food that we eat, right? I mean, in one of the best Sunday school lessons I've ever done, right, we spent the whole Sunday school hour talking about food. Now, that's a good Sunday school lesson, right? I mean, and if you weren't here, you really missed out. In fact, several of you came up to me after and told me how hungry the lesson made you, talking about all the foods. I mean, we went from pinakbit to pasteles to palusami. Now, for some of you, that may mean nothing, okay? But if you're raised here, you know exactly what that is, right? We went from kung pao to kaubi to laulau. Again, if you spend any time in these islands, you would know exactly what that is. But remember, we talked, how long does it take for a person or people to adopt or adapt to other cultures, right? Does it take a long time for people to adapt or adopt to other cultures? Not at all, right? And it can happen rather quickly. And, you know, you look at in the Hawaiian history, and we talked about it because our plantation era history, you had cultures that came from all over the world to work the pineapple and sugarcane plantations, and they brought their cultures here. And in a matter of less than 50 years, it's ingrained itself in all of our lives, right? And kind of created a culture all of its own, right? Now, our brother right here visiting this morning from Colorado area, right? I mean, look, it only took him a few days. He's already in shorts and slippers, right? I mean, that's a culture we're used to, right? But it doesn't take long at all for us to adapt and adopt to other cultures. And basically, all of us have culturally adapted and adopted food or food practices from other cultures, right? All of us can think. I mean, for me, again, I don't know what it is for you, but for me, one of the things that, because being raised in Hawaii, and I know a lot of you would be the same way, but I have to have rice. I mean, that's a must. If it's going to be meat served, you got to have rice. Now, if you're eating spaghetti or lasagna, you don't need rice. But if you're going to have meat, chicken, beef, pork, you got to have rice. Another thing for me is I got to have shoyu on my rice. The rice don't taste as good if no more shoyu on top, right? I mean, another thing for me is if you're eating teriyaki, right, you got to have rice. And it's not that you have to have, but if you get mac salad, it tastes better, right? I mean, you don't have to have it, but if you got mac salad, if you're eating teriyaki and rice and you got mac salad, it just tastes better, right? Now, that's my culture, right? Billy, my wife, was raised in a different culture, okay? She likes teriyaki, but she likes, now don't get upset, I don't want anybody yelling at Billy, but she likes her teriyaki with a baked potato. What? I know. Now, there was a time in this history that was taboo. I mean, you'd be put to death for eating teriyaki with a baked potato, but Billy likes a baked potato with her teriyaki, okay? Everybody, Billy's going to change. You know, she's only been in our culture for 10 years now, right? In another 10 years, she's going to see how ridiculous that is. I mean, anybody know only eat teriyaki with a baked potato, okay? But we have a saying, Billy and I, it's not wrong, it's just different, right? Not wrong, just different. I heard it, I haven't seen it yet. I heard there's areas of this country where they eat rice with butter and sugar, right? I've heard that. I mean, I don't understand it. To me, we got to draw the line somewhere, right? Okay? We can accept teriyaki with baked potato, but rice does not go with butter and sugar. But there's people that like that, right? But in all seriousness, you grow up among and within several ethnicities, you're eventually going to adapt and adopt to some of those cultural differences, right? I mean, Billy eats things now that I know a lot of people don't eat, right? Elsewhere. I mean, she likes it. Her palate, she would tell you her palate has changed, right? She enjoys lau lau and lo mi salmon and Thai food, you know, Thai curry. She loves that now. Yeah. Her palate has changed, and it's just part of this adaptation and adoption. But some things you may never adopt, right? Some things you may never adapt to, right? Uncle Bobby was sharing with me last time I was here after the lesson about his time in the Army. I believe it was in Turkey, right? Air Force. You're in Turkey, right? He was in Turkey. And he was telling me how they would go to the open markets during their time off, and they'd have vendors lined up in stalls and such. And hanging in certain stalls, they had this, what looked like black meat. Looked like black meat to him, yeah? But then the owner of the stall would go to the meat, and when they went to slice it, 1,000 flies would fly off. And they would slice it, and then the flies would come back. Okay? And if that wasn't bad enough, they would take that slice of meat and they would cook it over cow dung charcoal. That's what they used, right? Cow dung charcoal. Yeah. Again, that wouldn't be for me. I can tell you that. I mean, I couldn't adapt to that. I know that. Billy knows this one thing. Anybody who really knows me, but Billy knows more than anyone, how much I hate flies. I mean, if we go to eat and I see a fly in the house, usually I got to stop and try to kill the fly before I can continue eating. But again, whether it's fly meat cooked over cow dung, balut, ahi, people eat horse, goats, raw fish, duck blood soup, blood sausage, insects. Hey, some of us may never adapt or adopt some of those foods, okay? It's like that today for us, and I'm sure it was like that for the Jewish people as well. You would adapt and adopt to some things, food, and other things you wouldn't. But what is also the same is that there can be times that because of the differences of one's culture and what one prefers to eat, there can be prejudices established. Yeah? And we can, whether intentionally or unintentionally, start looking down at other groups and considering them inferior in some way just because of the things they eat. And we've all done it, I'm sure. And this was one of the problems that plagued the Pharisees. I want you to start putting things into focus because this was one of the problems. Not necessarily just the foods itself, although we know that that was a problem with the Pharisees, right? But the bigger problem was the prejudice and the feeling of superiority that they had over other people just because their culture was different. You get a sense of that again in Acts 11. And we looked at that before, but I want you to see it again. Look at Acts chapter 11. Look at verse number 2. It says, and when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. Okay, this is Jewish, but we know this is Pharisees. They contended with him. And look at verse number 3. Saying, thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them. Yeah. They contended. They're ready to rumble. Accusing Peter that he went in to people who weren't Jewish, the uncircumcised, to eat with them. And we see the rest of the story, right? How Peter had the vision, right? And the food came down. And remember, in the vision he said, hey, Peter, go kill and eat, right? And Peter said, no, Lord. Nothing is undefiled these lips, right? And God told him, hey, what I say, eat, right? That's not undefiled. So we can see they had a problem. This was a problem. But the bigger problem, again, was this feeling of superiority, right? That they were better than people and people groups just because of what they ate. But we know that the cultural differences and the prejudice that come along with it doesn't just stop at food, right? I mean, how about the way people dress? Can we find peoples and cultures that dress different than ours? Even today, right? But the bigger question is, can we have prejudices and a superiority complex over others just on the way that they dress? Go to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20. And I want to continue talking about these cultural differences because I think it's so important and relevant to the day and age that we live in. Luke chapter 20. Verse number 46. Jesus speaking here, and we know from parallel passages that the Pharisees was included. It says, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts. Okay? So we know dress played a big deal with the Pharisees. Now we got this picture up on the screen. I don't know if that's exactly how the Pharisees looked, but I think it was something that you would see, right? Long robes. Okay? The phylacteries is usually leather pouches that they would keep God's word in. Yeah? And they had the forehead. Yes, all of this, like I said, nobody knows exactly how they look, but I think this would give us a great idea. So clothes plays a big part on both sides, right? If somebody's seen someone walking down in that, they would know that's a Pharisee. Whoa, right? And vice versa. The Pharisees seeing someone that wasn't dressed like them, again, they would feel superior. But how about in our day and age? Do we judge people by how they dress or what they wear, right? Now, if we've seen somebody like this, right, dressed in a mariachi outfit, we would know that chances are from Mexico, right? Not necessarily bad or good or wrong or right, right? But we could make a judgment, right, based on that. Same thing here, right? There was a time, I can remember when I was young, when you would see more people here walking around in kimonos like that. Yeah, not, you know, I'm sure in Japan you may see it more, but not as much here. You go Bondance, you may see some dressed like that, but we would automatically could make the judgment that probably from Japan, right? Orient. Again, not right or wrong, or good or bad. But we could make that judgment. How about this? We've seen, right? Might be able to start saying, well, that's a little wrong. No. Some people, I mean, that's their culture. You know, I'm in an organization that has a lot of Irish people. And I mean, they've been away from Ireland for generations, yet they feel called to their roots. I guess is a way to put it. My boss is one of them. His name is John O'Rourke. And, I mean, he goes to Ireland. They just came back. They go, they try to go once a year. I mean, he's really into finding his family. I mean, he loves America, don't get me wrong, but he loves his homeland, I guess you could call it. He actually went and got dual citizenship. He has dual citizenship and real proud of their Irish roots. In fact, a lot of the conferences that I go to, they use, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them, bigger ones, they'll have a bagpipe band come in, and they're wearing the traditional kilts. I don't know if it's all called kilts, but they're wearing that, and they're playing the bagpipes, and they'll do the national anthem or something like that, but not right, not wrong, not good, not bad, right? But again, we could make some judgment. Same here, right? We would say more than likely Indian, right? Some clues that give it away there, right? Yes, I don't know, what do they call that? They have a name for it, right? The dot or whatever that they have. But again, not good, not bad, not right, not wrong. But we would at least make a judgment of where this individual was from. How about this one? I have no idea where he's from, right? I mean, that's quite an outfit there, right? For us, we wouldn't be used to that. I would venture to say, just me personally, that's not attractive. You know, but for someone else's culture, that might be it, right? That might be their thing that they were raised in. It may have special meaning. I don't know. I could see myself, I don't know about you, I could see myself passing more judgment if I seen someone like that. Yes?
I just had a comment. We came here from Colorado, as you mentioned, and we had the distinct pleasure of telling your pastor of seeing a transgender person downtown. And we've led a really sheltered life, apparently, because I've never seen anything quite like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In my mind, wrong as well, but you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if I'm to be modeling myself after Christ and trying to be as He is, that was my prayer, you know, in hindsight, is that, Lord, help me love you and love me.
Yes.
You know, love like you love.
Yes.
There are people out there that need Christ that it's so easy to look at people and condemn them.
And I'm so glad, and we're going to spend some time just on that, right? Yeah. Because I know for myself, like I said, the first thought would come to my mind is, man, what a whack job, right? Stay away from me. You know what I mean? I mean, if you see that coming down the aisle of a bus, it was a city bus, you would hope, please don't sit by me. Please don't sit by me, right? I mean, that would be my natural thought anyway, right? But I don't know anything about that person. In our realm, this we would see regular, would mean nothing to us, right? In fact, we see Reno wear that sometime. He's Le Faitaga, right? I mean, you should have seen when we went up to the spiritual leadership conference. Now, Richard and I were in suits, right? And 99.9% of everybody there was in suits, right? Reno wore his Le Faitaga with his Aloha shirt. He had a suit jacket. And he had his kukui nut lei on, right?
Amen.
Now, nobody gave him any trouble, but they would all do the double take, right? You know what I mean? I mean, Reno actually was the rock star of the spiritual leadership conference that we went to, okay? But this would be normal for us, right? This wouldn't mean any. If you seen this person coming down the bus, you wouldn't care, right? Because that's just normal. It's stuff that we regularly see. Somebody else from somewhere, though, might look at that a little differently, right? might be strange to some people not aware of the Polynesian or specific Samoan culture. This would be another norm, right? So we would see just about any day here, a muumuu or a lei like that. Again, for us, that would be nothing, right? We used to do that. No doubt about it. For others, that may seem strange and different. Again, norm, that's the normal, right? That's the dress code. Right? I mean, that's it, right? That would mean nothing, right? Hey, I travel a lot to the mainland. I spend a lot of time over there, a lot of conferences. Billy will tell you, I walk around like that a lot. A lot of people are not used to seeing people dressed like that. At least the circles that I'm in. It's not that they think it's wrong, but it's different to them, all right? They're not used to that. How about this? This is you, right? It's again, everyday life, right? I mean, board shorts, right? Karen would mean nothing to us at all, right? We all would agree with that, right? What about that? I mean, we could tell something from, right away. I mean, you wouldn't, if you spend any time here, if you've seen somebody like that, you would know that's a tourist, right? I mean, everything screams tourist. He could possibly, if he didn't have the matching shorts and the lei, right? And he just had a white short, maybe you could let him slide, right? But I mean, nobody we know, no local we know, would ever wear a matching shorts like that or the lei like that, right? Yeah, I mean, just wouldn't happen. We would know right away. Now, again, I would judge it at, hey, that's wrong. I mean, you came over here, you didn't know that was wrong to wear it, you know what I mean? But hey, you go Waikiki, you see a lot of people dressed like that, okay? How about this? Hey, that just to our local people here, if you saw it, you just have to look at that. You wouldn't have to see anything else. You would know that person is not from here, right? yeah, it's winter. Okay? I mean, under any circumstance, to us, that's wrong, right? I mean, it's just, you don't do it this look either, right? You just don't do this. That's just for us here. Now, you could get away with that without the socks, right? You could wear just the sandals. You would be okay. But when you see the socks with it, no. I don't know. Maybe there's other cultures that's not. I mean, certainly how we grew up, you would know that you don't wear that, right? Hey, do we judge people by what they wear? I think all of us would agree, yes. In some way, shape, or form, we can judge others by what they wear. Okay? It, like I said, no different than the food. We make these judgments very quickly, right? We also do it by what they wear. As Christians, should we judge people by what they wear? How about right here? All of us, I'm sure, remember where we were on September 11th, right? All of us. I can tell you, like it was yesterday, I was in San Francisco at the time when the planes crashed into the World Tower. I had to fly back 3 days later back to Hawaii. Most of us, Christian or not, after that event, when we seen somebody look like that, we would pass judgment right away. Yeah. Our guard would go up. Yeah. How about this? Yeah. Hey, I'm not making a story. When I flew back from San Francisco, had three guys look exactly like that. I think that's one of the guys I saw actually look just like that. Hey, I was worried. I passed judgment right away. about this. Scary, right? To a lot of us, scary, right? But yeah, but why? Why do we get scared over something like that? That prejudices that we have, the judgments that we pass, still goes on today. But let me, and again, I want to keep it in contact with the Pharisees, right? Because I've said from the beginning, I think we get more in common with the Pharisees than we think a lot of times. And I'm talking about the fundamental Christian movement. That's what I'm talking about, right? I think we get more in common with the Pharisees than we want to admit. Because just, we all pass judgment till today, right? We see people like this. Just had a terrible event in Las Vegas, tragedy, right? But just so happened was a white person, right? We could put any white person's picture up there, and we wouldn't pass judgment on that. We really wouldn't. I mean, if it was in a polo shirt and just a white person, and they had a beard, we wouldn't pass judgment on that person. We wouldn't start thinking, hey, that guy gonna start shooting a machine gun over here? I mean, that wouldn't happen, right? Yet, you see someone like that or like this on a plane you flying, you're keeping one eye on them, right? To me, it boils down to hypocrisy. Yeah. We've cast judgment on people that we don't even know, who dress different than us. They wear different. This is not a terrorist outfit there. That's from their culture. That's not a terrorist. Whether you agree with the culture or not, yeah, that's not a terrorist outfit. But yet, that's the first thing pops in our head. The white person shoots, 63 people dead, hundreds wounded. We don't judge that by how they look, right? We don't do it. Because it's different than us. Yeah? Look at John. Go to the book of John. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, look at verse 13. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear a record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. That's Jesus talking. Now what do you mean? When he says, judge after the flesh. By the appearance. What comes to mind is, remember First Samuel. Remember there when Saul was rejected as being king? And they went out to Jesse to choose out the next king amongst his sons, right? And all of them came in from the oldest. And I mean, when some passed by, they were like, whoa, that's the king, man. That's kingly material, right? That's how they looked at, man. Surely this is God's anointed, they looked at. What did God tell them? No, no. Then they got to David, right? Scrawny, puny, young, right? Hey, what's that famous verse that comes along with that? You remember? Man judges by the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Hey, any of us know the heart right there? Can you tell anything about these people? How about that person? We know the heart? No, we're just going by what we look, right? And that, again, I, I'm talking about myself. We go, but we don't know the heart of that individual. Right? Jesus said, hey, yeah, you judge after the flesh. I judge no man. Well, of course, Jesus can see the heart, right? But he don't judge no man. And who are we supposed to be like? Do we judge people just on how they look? Do we do that? Absolutely. How about this? Right? I mean, if your daughter brought home someone like that too, right? Dad, hey. I mean, yeah, maybe after you get to know him, you could accept it, right? But I mean, it's not what any of us would be used to seeing, certainly. But hey, this is not someone looking for attention, right? We know that. If you know the Polynesian culture, it's not somebody. This is part of their culture that they do that, right? And on a side note, do you know how painful that must be? I mean, to me, we ought to have great respect for somebody who would sit through being tattooed on the face, man, or the head. Can you imagine how painful? But hey, yeah, we judge people by how they look. Same thing, right? We would automatically, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I don't know what went through your head. I know you're in church, so you're trying to tell yourself, no, I wouldn't, but you would, okay? I would say, you know, what a whack job, yeah? Again, I don't know anything about that lady. Nothing, nor heart. I don't know anything, yeah? But we normally cast judgment. How about that? That's saying on Kauai, okay? Notice the half mustache. This is somebody that actually used to come to our church, loves playing basketball. Yeah. No, no, it's not. Jesus, I'm kidding, okay? It's not, okay? But, I mean, this hits home more for me, man. I mean, I call that Kalalau Valley type. I don't know what names you got. I just call it Kalalau Valley type, right? Again, I would be praying on the bus. Please don't sit next to me. Please don't sit next to me, okay? More for the smell that I usually associated with that, but hey, we judge people. It might be a fine gentleman. We judge him. Same thing, yeah? We may not understand it. We may not see the attraction in wearing our hair like that, but whatever it is, I judge. That's the first. My first reaction is to judge. How about, can any of us, by looking at any of those pictures, say whether somebody is right or wrong, good or bad? Can we? Absolutely not. We know that, right? And again, I want to start to make the connection now, because that's what the Pharisees did. Based on these outward appearances, they would try to make a judgment, or not try, they would make a judgment whether somebody's right or wrong, good or bad. How about something more close, maybe, to what we might see? I can't tell you how many times I've heard from Christians, yeah, how troubled they are by the length of someone's hair, a guy's hair. Now, I couldn't wear my hair like that. You know, my hair grows up. If you see any pictures of me in high school, it was like I had this afro going on. But some people like that, yeah? Norm used to look like that, they tell me. I don't know, okay? Back in his surfing, minus the ponytail, see, back in his surfing days, the white male, he had nothing to do but just surf, right? But again, do we pass judgment as Christians? Yeah. We do. I've heard it many times. I've heard pastors go and talk to people. If you can come to this church, you're going to have to cut that hill. I've seen it. How about this? again, ladies, that might not be your preferred style or choice. Yeah. But again, fundamental Christian movement, a lot of times the first thing we want to do is judge on something like that. And I'm not saying this is not about standards, right? I think there's definitely should be standards for modesty and stuff, but when it comes to interpretation of what you like or what you feel looks good, we cannot judge on good or bad or right or wrong. Just on that, yeah? We certainly cannot see the heart. Go to Luke chapter 16. I'm not sure. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, look at verse number 14. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. Speaking of Jesus. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Yeah, I think very applicable to our modern day Christian movement. Yeah? The Pharisees was in the business of passing judgment on people on a lot of different things. Yeah? A lot of different things. Again, from the outward appearance, everybody thought the Pharisees were highly spiritual, that they were closer to God than the normal person. And a lot of times that's how we can look in Christianity. We can make these judgment calls on certain people because you see them in a suit. That somehow, if they wear a suit to church, that somehow means that they're spiritual or more spiritual than the person who comes with the long hair, right, or the dreads. They're certainly more spiritual than that person, right? In fact, Anwar was telling me a story how he went to preach on Oahu. And Anwar is not originally from our culture. He's only been here, what? How long, Pastor? 6 years, 7 years, maybe 7 years, yeah. But he went to preach, and he showed up with his slacks and a aloha shirt, but he had slippers on. Hey, the leadership of the church wasn't happy. They told him he needed to put shoes on. I mean, what would he have been more spiritual with the shoes? I won't tell you which church, but that's another story. Is he more spiritual with the shoes? Is it uncommon for any of us to see somebody in slippers anywhere? I mean, I've been to weddings with slippers and shorts. You can do anything with slippers. In fact, Uncle Bobby knows this. I don't know, Pete may know this too, Reno. I mean, in school, we never even used slippers. We went to school bare feet. That's how we went, right? If your mom made you wear slippers, where would you wear them? On your hands when you're racing, right? That's what you'd have. And you wore them on your hands because you never like lose it, because if you lose one slipper, it's useless, right? Hey, are you less spiritual or more spiritual because you wore covered shoes? Again, 1 Samuel, and we'll close with this, but let's look at it. 1 Samuel. Chapter 16. Look at verse number 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Hey, Samuel was a prophet. He had a problem, no different than us, no different than the Pharisees. We want to cast judgment, good or bad, right or wrong, just on how we see somebody. We all have that tendency to do it. But we all, knowing that, and as believers, should put a stop to it as soon as it comes into our mind. Because man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I'm not talking about, again, you can see someone dressed a certain way, and you can say, well, that's different, right? But in determining whether somebody's good or bad, right or wrong, spiritual or not spiritual, we cannot make those calls based on how someone looks. I think this is a real epidemic problem in the fundamental Christian movement. I think it has been for many, many years. I think it continues. I think there's this big push of nationalism recently, yeah, that has caused even more problems in this area. Pastor had a great statement last week, or the week before, in his message, when he said, yeah, we're all proud to be Americans, but that's not what defines us, right? So we can love our country, but we should be defined as being Christians and Christ-like. It's an epidemic in our country, and I think we have a responsibility to make sure, certainly in our own lives, that that doesn't happen. You see, while I'm proud to be an American, and I served in the armed forces, yeah, and I, if need be, and called up to defend our country, I would. But you think people from other countries don't feel the same way? You think they don't love their country that they come from? I can guarantee you they do. Yeah? And we try to take a superiority point of view on many countries that we better than them, or that we can say who's right or wrong, bad or good. Okay? Hey, like you said, other, that we shouldn't be concerned with that. Right? I seen a Facebook post from somebody I know talking about North Korea. This is a Christian. I know somebody who loves the Lord, saying how we should just annihilate them. Just go ahead and blow the whole country to smithereens. I couldn't understand that. Yeah. Why would any Christian want that? I mean, whether it's a North Korean or an Iranian, somebody from Iraq, right? Or a transgender or a homosexual. If they don't know the Lord, what do they need? The Lord. That's what they need. They need the Lord, yeah? I mean, I don't care how you dress, how you look, what hat you want, right? What they need is the Lord. That should be what we want. That's what God said, right? Yeah, I wish that all men would come to repentance. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's what we should want. Hey, I hope you're starting to see. Yeah? Because the Pharisees, this is exactly their MO. Okay? Where they would judge people by how they look. Just on their looks. And we're going to look at other things as well. But just on their looks, they could place them in categories of good or bad, right and wrong. Let's always be mindful that we're not like that. Let's go ahead and dismiss in prayer. Father, we thank you so much again for your word. And Father, I pray that you might help each and every one of us to take stock of ourselves, Lord, and how we view and judge and treat people just on how they look. Pray you might help us not to be like that. Help us to be lights, Lord, in the dark world. Help us to always show your love to those we come in contact with. Now we look forward to a great morning service. Be with Pastor, Lord. Anoint him. Speak through him and use him in a great and mighty way. And we thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. Service